Blog Talk Radio. What?
Praise the Lord, everyone. We give God glory and thank God for definitely a brand new day that He's added into our lives. There's none like Him. What an awesome God we serve. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, Thy name shall be praised. We bless our God. I tell you, every day we have to be grateful and thankful because He is so wonderful. But in the midst of all the dilemmas, the trials, the circumstances, we have none other to look to but God. He is our light, our shining armor that He's given us. Glory to God, with Jesus Christ on the inside and the power of His anointing shining through. So whether storming in our lives or storming outside, the J-U-S-U-S is always shining through if we allow Him to, for Him to be glorified. So I give Him glory and praise, even as, glory to God, the family gone through a little bit of bereavement, but thank God at the end of the day we can say celebrate that the Lord has blessed for the servant to, for the Lord to bless the children's father to be become a servant of the Lord as being born again, as we say, just under the radar. But nevertheless, we got to live a life that we don't just make it in. But nevertheless, we thank God for that, and I'm praying for the children, and that God will continue to bless and strengthen them and encourage them as they continue to release whatever's on their heart. And that was just like 2 days before the baby daughter's birthday. But nevertheless, God blessed and sent His anointing for her to be able to have a celebration with people around her to glorify God and thank the Lord for her birth in the Lord. I mean, in the earth and also in the Lord. But nevertheless, so much yet is going on, but we give God glory and praise in everything that He does. So He gets all the glory and honor. So as we continue to keep our eyes fixed on the Lord, we're going to celebrate Jesus every day. So we should celebrate Him in our valley time, celebrate Him on the mountaintop, celebrate Him even in the midst of decision-making, putting Him first. As He said, trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways, acknowledge Him, and He'll do the directing of our path. So we thank the Lord. Thank God for those that are coming on to hear what thus said the Lord tonight for Mother Alexander. Mother Willette. Thank God, my mind is on Mother Alexander. But thank God for Mother Willette, the evangelist, that will come on tonight and share what God has placed in her spirit for us. And we thank God for to be ready at all times, because over a week I've been meaning to get in contact with her to share and tell her about the Lord placed in my heart for her to minister. And nevertheless, God blessed the day when she called to check on me. Then I shared with her what was in my heart for, and she's on ready. So nevertheless, God blessed and, like you say, keeping the word in your spirit at all times. So she will be bringing forth the word. Joshua 1:9 says, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Psalms 27:14, wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And I wanted to share this last scripture, too, that was 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. And we know He has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. And we should walk in that power and that authority that Jesus has given us. We're going to give just a couple more minutes. Thank God for the prayer words that came on. Just a couple more minutes for Mother Willette to come on. And I'll read this right here, abiding in His love prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to You in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father, we are abiding in Your word, holding fast to Your teaching and living in accordance with them. It is our desire to be Your true disciple. Heavenly Father, because You are the vine and we are the branches living in You, we bear forth much fruit apart from, we can bear forth no fruit apart from You. or we can do nothing without you. Your son Jesus said, if we abide in you, and if you abide in me and your words remain in me, you continue to live in your heart. Ask whatever you will, and it will be done for you. John 15:7. When we bear much fruit, you, Father, are honored and glorified. By your grace that we have received, we will show and prove ourselves to be true followers of the Son of Jesus. He has loved us just as you, Father, have loved us as we are abiding in your love. Our speaker is on now for to give us break the bread of life. So in the meantime, Father, as we come in your presence today, we come with thanksgiving, attitude of gratitude, glorifying, magnifying, and exalting your holy name. You are so worthy to be praised. There is none like you. No matter what we go through and what happens in our lives, you said you'll never leave us nor forsake us. So we thank you today. We glorify and magnify. We thank you for the bread of life that will come forth to feed us and nourish us and bring us into that place with oneness with you in the name of Jesus. As we yield ourselves and avail ourselves in obedience to your will, the manifestation of your glory shall come forth. So, God, we thank you for these, your people, and ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. Thank you for your anointed vessel that is available for service and ready at all times to whatever you say, Lord, and so that way available to let your will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. At this time, we're going to open the lines for I ask you to bless and use her for your glory and let your will be done in her in Jesus' name. Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. You can hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Truly, we honor God on this evening. We thank God. Father, in the precious and holy and righteous name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you so much, Heavenly Father, that you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Thank you that you're all-knowing, all-powerful, all present. Oh, glory be to God. Thank you that you're sitting right here with me and all at the same time, you with Minister BJ and all the others who may be on the line right now. Father, I thank you for who you are. I thank you for, hallelujah, manifesting your presence in our lives. I thank you, Lord God, that any situation or circumstance that we go through, Lord God, you're already aware of it and you're working things out for our good. Thank you, Lord God, for the power of your word. I pray that you're glorified. I thank you, Lord God, that the word that goes forth, it will comfort, it will heal, it will set free. And, Lord God, it will just birth a new thing on the inside of the believers that they may know that you're always with them. They hear the word that, hallelujah, you never leave nor forsake us. But thank you for the awareness of your presence. So thank you for the power of your word tonight. Let it do what you desire for it to do in the name of Jesus. Let it bring about healing. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, let it bring about enlightenment, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I praise you and I honor you. Thank you, Lord God, that you've anointed me to share the gospel of Jesus Christ to as many as were here. I love you, Lord. I bless you. I praise you. Thank you that you're on the line with us. Hallelujah. You in our rooms with us. Thank you, Lord God, that you're always present. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I pray, and I thank you so much in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want to be with you for a little bit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Minister BJC, I'm tearing you too long. She may let me know. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I want to go first to Psalms, the sixth chapter. Psalms, the 16th chapter. Praise God. And I want to look at verse 8 where it says, I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Being aware of the presence of God. Hallelujah. That's what I want to speak with you for a little while. Being aware of the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Because, hallelujah, he is at my right hand. Don't make no difference what the situation look like. Don't make no difference what the doctor has said, because God is at my right hand. Hallelujah. I shall not be moved. Glory be to God. And then I love this other verse in Psalm 16, verse 11. Hallelujah. The scripture says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Now, that's the word of God. He is good. Listen at what he says in verse 11, Psalm 16. You will show me the path of life. If anybody is looking for the path that leads to life, glory be to God, the abundant life. Hello, somebody. The life, hallelujah, that is good, hallelujah. You, God, will show you the path of life. And he's written it down in his word. So if you want to know the path of life, hallelujah, look to the hills from which come your help. The Lord will show you the path that leads to life. On this side, and then forever with him, if you so desire. And then in that other part of the verse, it says, in your presence, in the presence of the Lord, is the fullness of joy. And I thank and praise God that he's given me gladness above my fellows, praise God. But if we can just become aware of the presence of the Lord. Now, we understand the scripture that says, lo, I'll be with you always, even until the end of the age, praise God. God made a promise. He said, where two or three are gathered in his name, he'll be in the midst, praise God. And I know it's more than two or three. It's two or three when the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is with you. Did you know that? Praise God. Hallelujah. So, you know, sometimes you'll be wondering, oh, I'm all alone. No, you're not alone, praise God. So he says in verse 11, you will show me, God will show you the path of life. Hallelujah. And in your presence is the fullness of joy. At your right hand, look here, at your right hand. Now, if Jesus is at my right hand are pleasures forevermore. You haven't seen it yet, praise God. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, now has it entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for them that love him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, that you're right here with us, and you're with Minister BJ, Sister McCormick, praise God, Minister Alexander, whoever that's on the line, praise God. Hallelujah. God is right there with you, praise God. And I remember I saw a Christian cartoon, and Jesus was in the room when the little children got ready to lay down. He was right there sitting by their bedside. When they went outside to play, Jesus was there. When they was walking to school, wherever they were, if they were sitting in the movie theaters, praise God, Jesus was sitting right there. Now, that takes on a new understanding of the presence of the Lord in your life. And I recently received a study, and I thought it was so wonderful, and I was so happy that the gentleman gave us a handout. So I'll be going over maybe not every word, but some of this, because I think it's like you gain such benefits when you are aware of the presence of the Lord being right there with you. Sometimes I believe when we are aware that the presence of God is right there with us and not just up in heaven, hello somebody, but praise God, when we become aware that he's right here with us in our bedroom, in our living room, in the kitchen, wherever we are, even sitting, I remember going to see that movie, what it's called, that Black Panther movie, and I said, oh, Lord, thank you for coming to the movies with me, hello somebody, glory be to God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And I remember being at a family reunion we had, and I was out on the floor dancing, praise God, hallelujah. And somebody told me, said, I saw you dancing with my husband. I said, well, who is your husband, first of all? And I said, well, I don't know who your husband is, but my partner was Jesus. Hello, somebody. Glory be to God. So I thank and praise God. But this, I want to look at the topic of the subject is his gaze. And in other words, God's gaze. God is gazing upon us and understanding his presence in our lives. It says, in order to live in constant awareness of God's presence, it's not enough to know that he is with us, but also it's important to know how he is with us and what he is doing while he's with us. Praise God. And the Bible reveals those two important principles of God's immediate presence, how he's with us and what he's doing. He's always, and I read that in Psalm 16, he is always right next to us. Because I've put the Lord always before me at my right hand, because he's at my right hand. Glory be to God. If you have a right hand, you hold it up, because he's at your right hand. And notice that wherever you go, your right hand go with you. So the presence of the Lord is right there with you. Glory be to God. And he's not with us. And let me say this up front as a disclaimer. He's not with us always just to point out our failures. Hello, somebody. You see, Jesus went to the cross for our failures. Praise the living God. He already went and paid for our misgivings, our faults, our sins, our not doing everything that would really please God. Hallelujah. Jesus already paid the price for that. And ain't nobody going to bring that up to you but the devil, and the devil is a lie. Hallelujah. Praise God. Becoming aware and understanding the presence of the Lord in our lives is very important. He is always right next to us, first of all, not just far up in the sky, because we realize that he's in heaven, because he's omnipresent. He's everywhere all at the same time. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He's watching us. And what is he doing? Praise God, because we said, it's how is he with us and what is he doing? He's watching us with pleasure. And he is wooing us in his jealousy. Did you know that God is jealous over you? If you're spending a lot of time with something and you're not acknowledging that he's there, or that you're trying to hear from him, or whatever the situation is, you know, God is, he's jealous over you. Praise God. Hallelujah. If somebody else is getting more of your time than he is, hello, somebody. If you're focusing too much on your job, your the situation or the circumstance got your attention, praise God, and you're not realizing that, oh, God is right here at my right hand. Your right hand ain't going to go far from you. Hello, somebody. No further than you can stretch it. Hello, somebody. And he is at your right hand. Remember Psalm 16, praise God, verse 8, and then that last verse, verse 11. Oh, glory be. In his presence is the fullness of joy. Now, it's one thing to get happiness. Happiness depends on your circumstance or your situation. But joy, hallelujah, is unspeakable, hallelujah. And joy is something you can have even when the circumstance or the situation is not what we want it to be, hallelujah. You can have joy. Why? Because you know that Jesus is at your right hand, and in his presence is the fullness. So you can have fullness of joy, hallelujah, even though there's a funeral going on. Hello, somebody. I know what I'm talking about, because people will look at me, and I'd be wanting to try to get down behind the bench, but I can't get down behind the bench because I'm too big to get behind the bench, praise God. Hallelujah. But I'd be somebody to say something to make me laugh, and it'd just be funny to me. But anyway, praise God. So let's look at understanding. We understand in his presence in our lives. And principle number one is that he is always right next to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's Psalm 16 and verse 8. Because the Lord is at my right hand, what? I shall not be moved by the circumstance or the situation, praise God. Hallelujah. And as we search the scriptures, I remember I began to get understanding and get enlightenment in the Word of God and see that he has made promises concerning me. Glory be to God. And as he made those promises, I was saying, thank you, Lord. Ooh, that belonged to me. As I began to study the Word of God, I began to see all the different promises. He said, hallelujah, if we obey our parents, it comes with a promise. Hallelujah. With long life will I satisfy thee. Hello, somebody. So when the enemy tried to come or somebody tried to tell you, I remember somebody, I was in Mississippi one time for a little while, and I got back. I had a message on the phone. Sister Willie, call me. You need to call me. Oh, I had a dream about you. I had a dream that you died. I said, I rebuked that in the name of Jesus. Hello, somebody. I rebuked it right away. I said, well, what did you do? Hello. If you're born again, baptized believer of the body of Christ, and God reveals something to you in a dream, he gives you the authority to say something about the situation or the circumstance. So I thank and praise God. And that was so many years ago. You can't believe everything you hear. Hello, somebody. And you have a right to say something about the situation if you have the spirit of the living God living on the inside of you. Okay, I'm going back. I'm talking about understanding his presence in our lives. Hallelujah. So the first principle or the first point is that he's always right next to you, right next to us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Scripture teaches that God is not only present everywhere in the universe, but they put an emphasis on the truth that he's always right next to us, at our right side, unbelievable close to our heart. In fact, closer than we are to ourselves. And if you want to write these scriptures down, Psalm 16, verse 8, and then Psalm 73, and verse 23, praise God, Psalm 73. Now, I'm not going to read all of them, praise God, for the sake of time. And you write them down. I hope you have something to write with, and you can look that up. In practice, most Christians think of God as being in heaven, which is a biblical truth, 2 Chronicles 20 and 6, Matthew 6 and 9. Our Father, which are where? In heaven. Hello, somebody, Matthew 6 and 9. But it's only one side of it, and it can leave us with a lacking a sense of his presence and missing confidence in prayer and worship. I believe I'll say that again. Somebody say that again. Yes, I believe I will. So in practice, like I said, most Christians think of God as being in heaven. It is a biblical truth because when you read when they taught Jesus taught the disciples to pray, he says, "Say, Our Father which art in heaven." But it's only one side of it because if he's omnipresent, present everywhere, hello somebody, it's only one side of it. And when you only think of God as being in heaven, it can leave you with a lacking sense of his presence and missing confidence in prayer and in worship. When you realize Jesus is right there at your right hand, you're praying, hallelujah, to the Father in the name of Jesus, and Jesus is on the scene where two or three are gathered in the name, hallelujah, in his name, he'll be in the midst. He's right there to do what? Make it so, hallelujah, to bring it to pass, hallelujah, praying in faith, believing that you receive, hallelujah. Miss it, okay, so, and then God is not only generally present, he is present for us, for you personally, praise God. Now, we should stop thinking of God as being somewhere up in heaven somehow hearing our voice. He is literally by our side, always accepting that God is actually in the same room with you right now, not just somewhere up there. It will radically change the way you pray. Hello, somebody. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Our voice is heard while he is sitting there longing to hear what we have to say. You see, he's gazing upon us because he wants to hear what we have to say. Our words do not fade silent on the far journey to heaven, but they reach him right away. At the same time, what you say and how you say it will change because you're no longer talking toward the ceiling. Hello, somebody. Now, practically, it says when you pray or worship or minister just throughout the day, picture Jesus right next to you. When you walk, meditate on the fact that he's walking with you right at your side. When you're in your room, lying down on your bed, hello, somebody, he's right there. Imagine him sitting in a chair in your room. If you're in the movie theater, he's having a seat right next to you. Hallelujah. You see, he's at your right hand. Glory be to God. There are unlimited applications of this truth to our specific everyday situation, realizing that Jesus is literally at our side throughout the day will dramatically increase our awareness of his presence. And I shared that a little bit, just a little nugget with them at the women's meeting this evening. Hallelujah, how that the awareness of God's presence is so important A lot of times when we're not aware, the enemy can bring anything to our minds and we'll get all fearful and have an anxiety and people waking up at night. But remember, Jesus is right there. He hasn't left because he made a promise he'll never leave nor forsake us. Let's go on to principle number two. Now, remember now, principle number one, praise God, had to do with that he's always right next to us. And then principle or point number two is that he is gazing at us with pleasure. God loves us. He loves us. Hallelujah. And when he created us, hallelujah, he created us from a different, from any other portions of the creation that he made, praise God. He created us, hallelujah, to commune with him, to worship him, hallelujah, to have relationship. Hello, somebody. Have a relationship with. So he looks on us. You know, his eyes go to and fro, seeing whom he may show himself loyal to, praise God. Hallelujah. He give you favor, praise God. I was thinking and praising God. I was driving down the highway, and when I almost got an accident, I said, Jesus, thank you for being in here with me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So principle number two is he's gazing at us with pleasure. Hallelujah. How can he gaze with us at pleasure? Because sometimes we say, well, boy, I missed that. But guess what? Remember, Jesus already shed his blood. He don't have to go back and do it again. He's already paid for that. Hello, somebody. If people could get the message that your sins are forgiven, if they come to Jesus and accept him as Lord, guess what? Jesus has already paid the price. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You don't have to keep beating yourself up over what you didn't do or what you did do so many years ago. You don't have to let the devil keep you fixated in that prison in your mind. The devil is a lie. You are set free by the blood of Jesus and the resurrection power of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 So he's gazing at us with pleasure. Living in God's presence is intimately linked with living before his eyes, living in the audience of one. He is not only right next to us, somehow distracted, being busy with other stuff. Hello, somebody. Sometimes we get distracted, being busy with other stuff, but his eyes is fixed on us. We have his full attention. You know how sometimes we can be praying and how we get distracted. Hello, somebody. But Jesus don't get distracted. He's right here at our right hand. And his eyes is fixed upon us. Isn't that amazing? Only God can do that. Hello, somebody. And we have to rebuke and tell the devil to get off our property, get out of our lives, get out of our children's lives. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And that's all right, too. But praise God, the enemy try to come to steal, kill, and destroy. He want to rob you of your joy. He want to rob you of what God has for you. Glory be to God. Even though God is watching believers and unbelievers alike, that's in Proverbs 15, verse 3, and Psalms 33 and verse 14. What I said, Proverbs. Let me go to Psalms 33 and verse 14 because I'm closing Psalms right now. 33, praise the Lord, hallelujah. And verse 14 says, from the place of his habitation, he looks on all the inhabitants of the earth. So he don't just look at the righteous, but from the place of his habitation, he looks on all the inhabitants of the earth. Praise God, hallelujah. And what that other verse I said, Proverbs 15 and verse 3. Let me run to that right quick. Proverbs 15 and verse 3. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Verse 3 says, the eyes, you know this one, the eyes of the Lord are in every place. And you know, we studied about Ezekiel, the 8th chapter this morning in Sunday school, and I told the Sunday school teacher, I said, if I had a subject for this lesson, it would be there's a hole in the wall. When the Israelites, they was thinking, and these were priests and all kind of chief, the elders and so forth, that's been knowing who God is for a long time, but some of the stuff, some of the abominations that they were doing, God told the man of God, Ezekiel, to dig, dig, there's a hole. He said, the Lord took him out in a vision, and he saw a hole in the wall, and God told him, dig, dig, man of God, in the wall. And he said, look and see. the abomination. People think God can't see. But Proverbs 15 and verse 3 says, the eyes of the Lord are in every place. Remind me of that wheel in the middle of the wheel, and it had eyes. Hello, somebody. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on the evil and the good, whether you're doing good or whether you're doing evil. Guess what? God's eyes, he can see. So don't think he can't see. His eyes are in every place, praise God. It says, there is an important difference in the fact. It says, even though God is watching believers and unbelievers alike, there's an important difference in the fact that God actually enjoys watching those who love him, and he delights in them. It is crucial to realize that his main interest in looking at us is not to be able to see every mistake we make, like we mentioned earlier, but to take pleasure in his creation moves God. Praise God. That's Psalms 33 and verse 18. You can look it up as you see fit. Psalms 149, verse 4, and Psalms 45 and verse 11. And if you didn't get them all, if you go back and listen to Blog Talk Radio on the computer, you can get them then. Even when we are sleeping, he stays close to us, watching and taking delight in us as we sleep. What a beautiful companion God is, hallelujah, that he watch us while we sleep. Remember, his eyes neither slumber nor he doesn't slumber or sleep, praise God. He watches over his word to perform it in our lives. The Lord is the shade, your right hand. Glory be to God. Principle number three, let me move on. He is wooing us in jealousy. God's activity, you know, God is jealous for us. I thought, you know, now you know what jealousy is when you have a boyfriend or girlfriend or husband or spouse, whatever you want to say it, and, you know, somebody else looking at them and they admiring them. Then sometimes you get your spouse or your significant other begins to get jealous. Well, God is jealous toward us. Hallelujah. And you know, back he taught us in the Old Testament, he taught us that God is a jealous God. Thou shalt have no other God before. We shouldn't put anything before the Lord. Hello, somebody. We shouldn't even put our families. We love our families that God has placed in our care, praise God. But nothing or no one should come first before God, not before God, praise God. He is wooing us, hallelujah, with jealousy. He loves us, hallelujah. God's activity exceeds mere watching us. God is not content with only seeing us. Even though he takes pleasure in the people who love him, he always wants to get our attention even more and win our hearts. See, God wants to win our hearts. He wants to have first place in our hearts. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His presence and his jealousy go hand in hand. As he is with us, he is involved in everything that concerns us deeply and let me say that again. As he is with us, he is involved in everything that concerns us. And I like that because I'm reminded that he will perfect that which concerns us. I remember that being, I believe that's Psalms 138 and verse 8, I believe. Hallelujah. Let me go to that right quick. Hallelujah. He's concerned, praise God, and he'll perfect that which concerns us. Let me see if I got that right. I think it was 138 and verse 8. I don't want to trick myself, and I don't want to trick anybody. Praise God. 138 and verse 8. Oh, yes, it says, the Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Hallelujah. And then, your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the works of your hand. Hello, somebody. So it does say that first part of verse 8 in Psalms 138, the Lord will perfect that which concerns us. Praise God. Hallelujah. As he is with us, he is the all-consuming fire longing for our pure and undistracted devotion. We won't truly understand his presence unless we understand his commitment. Both belong together. That's Deuteronomy 4 and 24, Zechariah 8 and verse 2. God is not passive. Often we don't have any problem with realizing God's presence and activity in our past and with expecting it for the future. However, in the current situation, we often don't really know what he is doing. You know, sometimes we'll say, God is behind the scene working it out. We don't understand where he is or whether he will, whether he is involved in our lives at all. We need to realize that God is the God who is, capital I-S, involved, and that's present tense, is involved in our lives right now in various ways, and that it's really on his heart to do so. God loves us. Hallelujah. Becoming aware of this fact will open our eyes to notice it. Praise God. Remember Hebrews 11:6, hallelujah. He that come to the Lord must believe that what he is, that verse, the word is present tense, right now, glory to God. In your very now situation, God is present. He's at your right hand. Glory be to God. He's not behind the scenes like I said earlier. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But he's right there with us now. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, I could go on. I don't want to tarry you because I want to give a little bit more. I'm going to just go down here. What should our response be to being made aware of his presence being right there with us? Well, if he's gazing up on us, hallelujah, if he's in our presence looking at us, hallelujah, and with a jealousy, I mean, he really wants our attention. He wants to hear what we are concerned about, what our needs are. Praise God. He wants to just be there to commune with us and just fellowship with us, praise God. But he wants us to know that he is, when he says, I'll be with you always, it ain't no joke. It ain't no figment of heat. Whatever he says is real. Psalms 33:4 says, the word of the Lord is right. If he speak it and all of his works are done in truth, if he says it, I'll be with you always, he will, praise God. So what should our response be to him knowing that he is truly present with us? Hallelujah. Well, our response should be to gaze back at him. Hallelujah. And increase God's, that means that we should realize that God's presence is there and we should respond to him and gazing back. In other words, the, being aware, more awareness of his presence. In other words, the level of awareness of God's presence in our lives will greatly impact the way we live, the way we pray, the way we worship, the way we treat other people and deal with problems. Hello, somebody. It seems to be just a small piece of truth, yet it will revolutionize our spiritual journey to a degree that only a few others will. That's why it's so important to get this right and live in deep revelation about God's presence in our lives. In order to experience greater measures of his presence, we need to return his gaze by actively living before his gaze to set the Lord continually before us. Remember that Psalm 16 that says, I've set the Lord always before me or continually before me. And because he's at my right hand, I shall not be moved. So we're supposed to, that's how we actively gaze back at him, is by setting him before us, praise God, hallelujah. It's not enough that he is present, but in order for it to become manifest presence, we need to become and continually stay aware of it. And that's the whole key, is to stay aware, to stay aware. There's so many things happen to distract us from the presence of the Lord, or try to distract us from being aware of the presence of the Lord. So many things. You got these iPads, these TVs, telephones, so many different things. But when we become aware that the presence of the Lord is right there at our right hand, we handle situations differently. We pray different. We worship different. We treat people differently. We're much nicer than we would be if we were not aware. And can you imagine people, if they would, and I would think that if people really were aware that the presence of the Lord is right there, you know, when you're a child of God, when you go places, Jesus is going with you, honey. And he's seen everything. But he, the thing about it is he's seen what the people who are sinners, he's seen everything that they do. But guess what? Jesus has already paid it all. But they have to come to receive him for him to, for them to reap the benefits that the Christian people benefit from. Praise God. All right. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead on. I'm going to give. Let me give you just a couple of things, benefits of the awareness. And I think that a little bit, or you probably already got that, but there's benefits of the awareness of the presence of the Lord. In other words, how to practically connect with the truth of God's immediate presence in our life. You become, when you increase the awareness of his presence, you become more thankful. Doubts will vanish, praise God, because you know God is on the scene to take care of it, hallelujah. And remember, all things work together for good to them that love God, who are called according to his purpose. And sometimes we don't know why some things are happening the way they are, but guess what? God knows what's best for us, and he's going to work it out for our good. We have to stand on his promise, praise God, and know that he's in our life for good, glory be to God, not for evil, but for good. Jesus said, I came that you might have life, and that life more abundantly. And sometimes you have to rebuke a whole lot of life in the name of Jesus, praise God. But know that if he gave life, he wants you to live, glory be to God. Hallelujah. So the understanding of becoming aware of his presence, when you get that understanding, praise God, and you grow in the awareness of his presence, then sometimes some of the doubts that you may have had, guess what? When you understand that God has a word for that, your doubts will vanish, because you can't come to God. The scripture said, he that come to the Lord must believe that he is. You got to believe that God is real and that what he said in his word is truth. Hallelujah. Let me ask the question, what has God promised you? Have you lost the dream of his promises to you? Are you still standing on his truth? Are you still taking him at his word? To God be the glory. Praise God. I pray that you are. Hallelujah. Doubts will vanish. Hallelujah. When you realize that the presence of the Lord is on the scene to work things out for your good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We don't understand everything, but he does. Hallelujah. Increase understanding of his presence. Hallelujah, you will have a sharper, let me read it like this. There is so much, it says here, these basic facts about his presence is introduced. There is so much more to it. Mining the depths of this truth will sharpen our understanding and give us a divine revelation that will further transform our lives. So our we'll get a better understanding, praise God. And we'll get a sharper divine revelation that will transform our lives. Hallelujah. We need that in our life. Meditating on the fact that the presence of the Lord is here. People sing the song, the presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here. And I can feel him in the atmosphere and all that. But do they really realize that the presence of the Lord is here? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And then reminding ourselves, increase time. When we spend in time, increase time consciously spent in his presence, since we know that he's there. Praise God. I would say, Lord, thank you for coming to the movies with me. Thank you for being in my car with me when I was driving down the highway and almost get hit. Thank you, Lord. Oh, he makes things so much better. Praise God. Hallelujah. So remind ourselves, increase time consciously spent in his presence. This is the most important aspect. When desiring to constantly live in God's presence, it's important to remind ourselves of his presence over and over again throughout the day in order for it to become a manifest presence. It means constantly aligning ourselves in our everyday life and all his tasks, situations, and troubles that he is with us. In order to live in his presence, we need to learn to pause in those moments. In other words, Selah, which means pause and think more carefully about that. When there is nothing to do, and even while we are busy with other things, praise God, hallelujah, we need to pause and realize that the presence of the Lord is with us. This is the hardest and most fun, it says, foundational practice that we need to do. It will take much time to establish this as a habit, and I agree with that. And then increase confidence in his presence. Our expectations of his presence will radically grow as we walk in the things that he tells us and obey his will. We will not only feel closer, but also receive this truth much more easily than when we live in compromise. And we don't want to live in compromise. So there are much benefits from becoming aware of the presence of the Lord. So our response is to do what? Gaze back up on him. He is gazing on us. Hallelujah, because he loves us. Hallelujah, and he wants to see what, he wants to hear what we're saying, see what we're doing, praise God, and he's wooing us with a jealousy. He loves us so much, he wants to be first place. Hallelujah, we were first place. We are first place with him. When Jesus went to the cross, guess who was on his mind? I was on his mind. You was on his mind. To God be the glory. Understanding, that's a little bit of teaching on understanding his presence in our lives. And the Lord has promised, praise God, that he'll never leave nor forsake us. Hallelujah. So we need to take that to heart. And regardless of what we're going through, even when we at home, some people say, oh, I'm so lonely at home. Oh, Miss Such, Such, I'm so lonely. Can you come by and be some comfort? I said, why is it, how is it that some people feel that way? When you're supposed to know the Lord and you're never alone, praise God. You're never alone. You're never alone, praise God, because Jesus is there and he will do what he says. Hallelujah. We can have, when you realize that the presence of the Lord is with you, you don't have to run. I remember I had some relatives that they would take off. When a storm would come, they would take off and hijack it and run to the sister's house. I said, oh, my goodness. They're there, running across the hill. Good gracious alive. But when you know Jesus is with you, you can have peace in the midst of a storm. Hallelujah. 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 And even when seems like everything is turned upside down, you can have joy in your hearts because the presence of the Lord is right there with you. Hallelujah. Our worship will become more real and rewarding when we realize, hallelujah, that God's presence is with us. And we can walk in obedience as a way of life, not just sometimes, but we can walk in obedience as a way of life when we realize that Jesus is right there with us. I wish people could get the understanding. I remember, I think they had one time a show that came on how if God was one of us or something like that. And I said, Lord, have mercy. But I wish that people, especially born again believers, would realize that the presence of the Lord is with us. I believe that we wouldn't cry about everything. Hello, somebody. I suppose it's okay to cry sometime because the preacher said, Ecclesiastic, there's a time and a season for everything. Hello, somebody. But I thank and praise God for that. I hope I haven't kept you too long. I would say that if I had a lesson to give you behind that, it would be Acts, the fifth chapter. I'm not going to say a whole lot about it because I'm going to let somebody else may need to say something. I'm not sure. But if I had a lesson to share with you as an application, I would say, you know, Sapphira. Remember Sapphira in Acts, the fifth chapter, verses 1 through 11. Remember how the church was taken and they were selling stuff and the land or the homes and bringing it and laying at the apostles' feet when they had all things common, praise God. And so Ananias had privately conspired with his wife that, hey, we can sell the property or the land for so much, but we can just give part of it to the church. And remember how Ananias had went and Peter asked him, he said, that you sell the land for so much. Now, you know, the Holy, that Jesus was right there. I bet you somebody wished they had a got that sermon. The presence of the Lord is here, and being made aware that Jesus is right there with you. When he said, I'll never leave nor forsake you, I won't. So he was right there in the home of Ananias and Sapphira when they privately made that, because Peter didn't know by himself, hello. He said, did you sell the land for so much? And then when he lied, that was the only opportunity that Ananias had to repent and said, well, you know what, I was going to lie. He could have said, I was going to lie and say I only sold it for so much, but I'm convicted, and I asked God to forgive me for that, so I'm going to tell you the truth. But because he didn't confess his fault to Peter, he dropped dead. And then 3 hours, notice this, 3 hours went by. And I imagine Sapphira was at the house wondering, what's taking Ananias so long? And I imagine she decided, but I thought about that, and I said, it was a few things, when you read it, you'll say, it's a few things that's troubling to me. And this was a message that I heard when I was in Mississippi once. The preacher said, the title of the subject was, you've got one life to live, talking to Sapphira. You know, sometimes people, they'll say, okay, they agree with their partner, their spouse, or whoever. But you know what? You got one life. When you have one life to live, you better make the right choice, and you better do what's right while you have a chance. Don't you conspire with somebody else if it's not right. And realize this, that the presence of the Lord, I believe if Ananias and Sapphira had got this message that Jesus is right there at their right hand, I bet you they would have never made that decision because they know Jesus was watching everything. Hello. It'll really increase your relationship and your understanding for the presence of the Lord. Praise God. I hope something that I said is such a, that lesson is, that's another preached message. I won't get into that. But it was a few things, because I thought about what that preacher said. He said, I got a few things about this story that I'm just troubled by. And he thought about the fact that, first, Ananias didn't get no grace. God is such a forgiving God and a gracious God and a merciful God. But Peter didn't give Ananias a chance to repent. The only chance he had was, did you sell it? Ask him in that one question. Then he just dropped dead. Imagine he had a heart attack because he didn't realize that God's presence was right there on the scene when he was making the deal with his wife saying that David's going to keep some part. He could have kept all of it. When you read the story, you find that out. And then the teacher said, well, something else bothered me is that didn't nobody, none of them good church people, hello, talking to church people now, none of them good church people go and tell Sapphira that, hey, your husband is dead. 3 hours. They had 3 hours. Now, I know they don't have Facebook by now. And they don't have, may not have had the telephone, but surely somebody should have went and told Sapphira, honey, we done buried your husband. Hello. But my gracious. So that says something about the church people. And then, and the last thing is that he said he had trouble with Peter. Said, if anybody was going to sit there and call me out on what I've done was Peter. And wasn't he the same one that lied that he didn't know Jesus, lied 3 times before the rooster crowed twice from what I'm told? Well, anyway, if they had that message that the presence of the Lord is on the scene, they may would have made a different decision. Thank you for letting me be on this line. I thank the Lord, and I pray that something that we said will inspire you to grow in the awareness of the presence of the Lord in your life. I love you. I thank God for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
Praise God. What a marvelous and powerful message today, being aware, glory to God, that the Lord is at hand. There were so many detailed things that was in there that was for life transformation and living and reinforcement of the keepers aware of to live a life according to what his word is saying, in obedience and submission, so that way we can be more productive and we can see the manifestation of the power of God more in operation, and to keep this flesh crucified, mortified, even the more that Jesus may be glorified and be a witness, so we can be able to be a light to bring others in and to lift up the name of Jesus. I bless God for the word, and it sure will bring about spiritual growth if we take heed and submission and obedience and the presence of the Lord in our valley situation, in grief times, and challenges with the body, challenges with finances, challenges with, as you say, church folks or in ministry, wherever it is. He's always in the midst, will never leave us nor forsake us, but if we will be obedient to his word, everything that goes on in life, for there's nothing under the sun that's new, but his word, glory to God, will take us through all those hurdles and mountains and valley situations, and that he may be able to build us more. We may be able to be more and aware in his presence and glorify him. I like what the scripture says, in his presence is fullness of joy. So he's continuing to cause us to soar like eagles and run with the horsemen and be planted by the rivers of waters, that we won't be moved and be steadfast, unmovable, always about in the work of the Lord. I thank God for his presence, and he'll bring joy, his strength in the midst of even the situation that goes on in life. And even at this time, glory to God, of bereavement, there is so much joy in the Lord for his strength and his word, and to be able to still stand, still press and pursue, and still love him and still keep looking to him as the author and the finisher of our faith, and keep being a light and, glory to God, an example, the more as we continue to be rooted and grounded in him. So I thank the Lord for you delivering that message, and for us believers being true to the fact that if we stay in God's presence, in his word, have a relationship, at a moment notice, he'll fill our mouth, and he fills your mouth for what is needed, because even not being able to hatch you in heart, because what God has given me, that you were the one for the message this weekend, come to find out everything that went on and everything through the stuff that the family went through, and then the death of the father and all the children, father and all that, and just getting back yesterday and last and today, and then in here with not having that much sleep. It was the daytime after 6 o'clock this morning till up in the afternoon, and got the call from you, and then I had to share with you that what was in my heart and ready, even though, glory to God, she had something to do at church, and still, yes, she had said, I got to get back to my prayer line, but see, she had made herself available because she's already thinking to be online tonight, and God just bless and fill you up like that and bring such a word as you think that you've been studying and preparing for this particular night, even though you might have been studying and had that in heart or the pieces in it. Nevertheless, God, preparation just for a moment notice, and here you are delivering such a powerful message. So I give God the glory. So how important it is to be in his presence and to stand on his word and the prayer life and sharpening each other in the spirit as we come together like this. So it's wonderful, and thank you so much for all your prayers. My daughter just landed in Arkansas just probably about 20 minutes ago, if that long, might be 15, but 20 minutes ago, and she says she does thank you, the one that's in Arkansas that was living in Tulsa that just left here after Father had died, and the funeral is not until the 23rd, but she was saying she do thank you for all your prayers and your support, and the other child, too, just had a birthday yesterday. She thank you all for the prayer warriors praying, so for the family as well as myself. So with all that said, I know there's some other prophets and ministers on the line. I'm not going to detain you any longer. What you're hearing is me being so exhausted because yesterday, when we left Columbia, I have left at 9 and didn't get to the apartment in the house until 9 in the night, back and forth traveling and running and errands and this, that, and the other, and then didn't get to sleep until 6 o'clock this morning when Alicia had to go to sleep for, we spoke to sleep for about an hour and a half. She getting prepared to leave, and then I slept for most of the day until about 4 on and off. So that's what you're hearing. Other than that, it's not an overwhelming grief or sorrow. I am excited and ecstatic about God and what he's done and doing. But the body telling on you, it's time for us to continue to get some rest. So that's what's going on. But I am elated, just glorified and magnified. I said I needed to hear some word today myself because I was out and I didn't get to go to service. But I did been obedient to get some sleep that somebody had been telling me. Some people's. Servants of the Most High encouraged me to get some rest, or had to make it work in between some things that had to be done. But I am just blessed by you being obedient to the Spirit of the Lord, Mother Willette, Evangelist. I'm opening the lines now for the other ministers of God to have their share in sharing and having any response. So give me a moment to open the lines and we give God the glory and give praise unto him. What an awesome God we serve. There's none like him. What a mighty God we serve. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. And glory to God, we bless him for who he is. My God reigns. Yes, he reigns. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The lines are open now, so if you have any response to it or also a prayer, praise report or request, we're going to give a little bit of time to that. And then we're going to loose the lines and praise God. And anyone that might have been on the line a couple of minutes before and when I kept trying to get in, Pastor Dorsey, Dr. Dorsey, do apologize. They had a lot going on with the revival at Beale Chapel, and she just told me Deacon Hayes died too today. So she came on just immediately when I called her, and thank God she was home. And she said she forgot to put that in with so much happening. So she apologized, but that was only no more than God had us a little bit 12 minutes late. But thank God that's what was on early. If anybody came on and had to come back on, that's what had taken place. But God is awesome how he put things together. No matter what the enemy tried to do and raise it, that's why it's so important to live a life before him and trust him at his word. Glory to God and see how magnificent he'll move and turn everything around for the good. What a mighty God we serve. With
Amen.
All that said, praise God, the line is open. So any response to the word, either in a praise report, we're going to hear from you all now and bless the Lord. And I said, continue to keep the children lifted up before the Lord. And we'll be praying one for another and the families. He's in from New York, so they having it so late when I mentioned 23rd. It's because he's from New York and his family's New York, Pennsylvania, and also Jersey and a few other places cross country. And so they're just giving time enough for family. And then he was military retired as well as in the National Guard and the other thing with Mason. So they had to make sure with all of that, the military, the having the church and whatever, had all his affairs. He moved them around a lot in the last few weeks or the last week, but he had everything already, a lot of stuff planned, even though it was a lot of shifting, some things in the last few days prior to, but nevertheless, he had all this stuff already set up. But in the meantime, the Lord say the same. I'm going to this time relinquish my stand for real and let you all have your comments or remarks. So from this point on, whoever, you can also, all your mics are open.
Thank the Lord for the...
Sound like Mother Alexander first? Go ahead.
We thank the Lord for the word tonight. The main thing that I see what Minister Willette says about line, because we have a lot of that going on today. Line.
Yes.
Like Safaya, and she was laughing, but this is true. We got that line spirit is too busy, man, too busy. And the saints should not put up with it. We got to pull it down. But what she said, that was real true. This lion spirit is too high going around with saints, and we have to pull that thing down because there's none but sickness it bring with it.
Amen.
So when she mentioned that, I had to laugh because it is real what she's talking about. And that lion spirit is still big today. But I thank God for the word, and I thank Minister Willette for bringing in that, because that was a very good word that God gave her, because we all receive something from it.
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
The Lord for
Amen.
That. Amen.
Amen.
Encouragement, the warnings as well in the name of Jesus. And that's something I pray about a lot too, because there's so much deception in lying. And I know you do too as well, but it's certainly true. And we need to have word of truth come forth in everything, not the missing and hitting it. It needs to be like you told Ezekiel, eat the whole roll, because there's so many things that are going on in these last days. But we got to stay strong in the Lord, too, and regardless of them going on, pray, but don't allow that to become a weight and cause us to go over to God to error or get nonchalant and lackadaisious in the things of God as well. But in the meantime, any others?
Praise God. I just like
praise
to say
Lord.
What a cup. Word. because so many times we do forget that God is always present with us. And in the time of trouble and when things are not going our way, sometimes we tend to forget that God will never leave nor forsake us. So that word to me today was just a comforting word, to know that whatever situation I'm in, God is not only for me, but he is with me. And so that word just let me know that regardless of what I'm looking at, what the circumstance is, I can always believe and trust in God because he promised he'd never leave me nor forsake me. So I just want to say what a wonderful word that was today.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank and praise God for the beautiful comments. Praise God. And I'm just throwing out that title again. If you study Acts in the fifth chapter, that was is a really great story to get a lot of lessons from. And the title, I said, "You've Got One Life to Live." Now, like I said, I got that message from this preacher that preached a message in Mississippi when I was visiting home once. And I added something to it. Well, if you got one life to live, you better get it right while you got the chance. So don't be like, you know, and a lot of times you get people who will conspire with you and they say, oh, yeah, let's go ahead. But you got to live for yourself. And you can't be doing something because your spouse tell you or somebody, your significant other say, hey, you need to, let's go ahead and cahoots and do this right here. You got one life to live for yourself, but so you better get it right while you have the chance. Because Ananias, he didn't get the chance to say, God, forgive me. Yeah, I did do that. Will you please forgive me? He dropped dead. And some people, we realize, they don't get a chance. They may go out there, they may get hit by a car or whatever. But, you know, sometimes God is so good and he's so merciful. You know, sometimes people should have been off the earth a long time ago. I ain't trying to get them off because God knows when they're supposed to get here and when they leave. But sometimes God is so good and he's so merciful, he allowed people to stay here, you know, longer so they can get it right while they have the chance. But if they only take advantage of it. But I thank and praise God. I just appreciate the teaching on the presence of the Lord. And I thank and praise God. I really wanted to get in detail in Ananias and Sapphira. Because the preacher talked about how church folk will do you wrong. That's another topic. Because they had 3 hours to tell Sapphira about her husband, so she could have not lied and dropped dead too. Hello, somebody. But nobody told her. And I said, well, you got to warn people while you have a chance. Tell them Jesus is coming. So get it together now while they have a chance. Praise God. Are we keeping our mouth hush? And we got more than 3 hours. God given us more than 3 hours to tell others about Jesus and tell them that he's coming soon. So get it together while they have the chance. Thank you so much. I just thank and praise God for each one of you. And my prayer request, the lady from my women's meeting, her name is Sheila Wilson, and she's going through some serious challenges in her school, and she's got to have some reports ready by, I don't know if she said May, I think by May. And she said she got the devil on her case. Somebody coming out said, remember the presence of the Lord is with you. So just keep her in prayer. She said, please lift up my name every time you get on the prayer line. So we lift up Sheila Wilson in the name of Jesus, and God work out her situation for according to his good will for her life. Thank you so much. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Mother McCormick, you go ahead.
Yes, I just thank God for the word on tonight, Sister O. Willette. It was really good. I really enjoyed that. It was really good. And I was, as you were talking and about different things, and like everybody else was saying about the lie, and I remember a long time ago as my late pastor was talking about that chapter too. He would always talk about Acts, the fifth chapter, about the line of Ananias and Sapphira. he will always talk about that. But then he, but I was reading that verse on the fourth verse. I thought about what it said, where that they wasn't lying unto a man; they was lying unto God, you know. And so I just thank God for the situation that we have to learn that a lot of time when we lying, we ain't lying to man; we lying to God. You know, it's some situation that we might be going through. But I was thinking about different things you were saying that God is, that the Lord's eyes is on us everywhere we go. And I thought about the time when I went to Florida, how the God was with me, how I always told y'all about how that thing that I was going through where I got lost, that I used to sing that song, Take the Lord With Me Everywhere I Go, and that let me know God was with me everywhere I went. So I just thank God for your word, for the word that you have spoken on tonight. And I thank you because where you were talking about, you said that you can have peace in the midst of the storm. And I thought about one time when a storm had came in my hometown, and my family, all my family had came over to my house, and they was all fearful and everything. And I told them, I said, I'm going to bed. I said, I ain't sitting up worried about the storm. And it was rough that night, too. And I said, I'm going to bed and go to sleep. I said, if I go, I go in Jesus' name. And so I went on to bed, and I woke up the next morning, and the sun was shining, the storm was over. So I just praise God, you know, just for your word that have came forth, because it was really good. It was some of the things that you said today that the pastor was talking about, too. So I got a chance to hear God taste of both of the word of that. So I thank God for you, Sister Willette. Continue to let God continue to bless you as you go through your life. Thank you.
Praise God. It's marvelous. Praise God. Any more responses? Is that it? We bless the Lord. Well, praise God, Mother Willette. We're going to, I guess you already said your comment and the prayer request. The prayer request was for Sheila Wilson, the reports that she's have, and we know when it comes to the government, the state, or whoever, is imperative to have. Or IRS, whoever, you got to make sure these accountants and all this, you got to make sure everything is in place. So we're going to pray that the Lord bless her favor and everything line up and bind up the forces of evil that is coming to oppress, suppress, or agitate and aggravate, because when you frustrate and aggravate, sometimes error can take place then. So we're praying divine peace and bore off all the foul and unclean spirits that come to oppress her, to keep her from doing it. Put her, even if it's like a shield with a bubble of glory to God, his anointing, like water rolled off a duck back, and no reason that she'll still have her peace of mind in the name of Jesus. Do decree and declare. Amen. And as we already requested, and y'all still doing prayers for our family, so we have that already covered, and y'all continue to pray. Anybody else before we close the line and be prepared for prayer on Monday night? Any other requests or either a praise report? If not, we're going to go ahead and find out if there's anything, nothing else said, Mother Willette, we'll just decree those things for, as we just said, for my sister in prayer. And
amen.
Anything else?
Amen. I just thank and praise God for making us aware that he is always with us, and hallelujah, and he just wants the best for us. And that part where he says, you know, he is not gazing on us to find fault in our lives. He just loves us so much. It's like he's looking at us intently, just loving us, and, you know, and he's there for us and with us. And I just thank and praise God. It was a great message of comfort to me, and I promise it's good to know that the Lord is on your side, that he's with you. So, and I thank and praise God that he give us a chance to know that before it's too late. And I just thank and praise God for each of you. Thank you for those beautiful comments, Mother McCormick. But I just thank and praise God for what he's doing. Did you want me to pray, Sister BJ?
If you want to, you can make that brief. I was too, but that's fine. You can do that, and then I'll make one small comment, and then we'll
rest. I want you to get your rest, so I'll pray right quick. Father God, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, we appreciate you so much. Father, we just thank you for loving us. Thank you, Lord God, for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you for sending Jesus, hallelujah, to be our companion, our way maker, Lord God, our battle axe. He go to battle for us so we don't have to. Father, I thank you for making us aware that there are benefits of being aware of your presence in our lives, and that if we look back at you and set you before us always, hallelujah, because you are at our right hand, we shall not be moved by what the situation look like, what the circumstance, what whoever says. As long as we didn't hear you say it, Father, we thank you that you have our best at heart, in your heart. Hallelujah. Thank you for making a way out of no way for each one of us. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah for your promise. And I thank you, Lord God, that you've spoken promises to these ladies. You made specific promises to these prayer warriors, Lord God. And I thank you that you're the God who shall bring it to pass. And by faith, hallelujah, it's already done. So I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for putting me in remembrance today how you will perfect that which concerns me. Hallelujah, Lord God, that you'll deliver my children, that you'll save them, that you'll, Lord God, heal them in the name of Jesus and by faith, Lord God, because I believe that you exist. I believe you are the living God. You are the way maker, the I am that I am. I praise your name because you're so good and you're so merciful. It wasn't anything that we could have done. You, Lord God. You saved us, and you put your Holy Spirit on the inside of us so that we can, Father God, be a light to a world, Lord God, who needs to know that Jesus is still the way, the truth, and the life, that he'll be a companion to those who don't have a companion, that he's looking on us favorably in the name of Jesus, and he's working things out for our good. We lift up, Lord God, Minister BJ, family, Lord God, we lift up her children in the loss of their dear father, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you'll be the comfort as only you can. We pray that you'll make things easy and that you'll work things out smoothly in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, help us to be a help where we can in Jesus' name. We bless this family of God in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, for working out every situation by making it easy in Jesus' name. We lift up Sheila Wilson, Lord God. You know what she's facing at a school. She seems to have a tough time at that school, but we know you see everything and you're there. Remind her that you're always with the Lord God in the name of Jesus. Bless your people, Lord God. We lift them up in the name of Jesus. Those that are sick, we pray that you, Lord God, release healing in their bodies. In the name of Jesus, we cancel assignment for the spirit of anxiety, Lord God. Lift up Melissa, Brother Ken, Sister Evelyn, who's battling anxiety. We rebuke and bind up that spirit of anxiety in the name of Jesus. You've not given us a spirit of fear. We are in faith. We have the God kind of faith. We trust that whatever we ask, believing that we receive, we have what we ask of thee. Lord God, in accordance with your word, I pray for deliverance of those, Lord God, who need help today. We love you, Lord. We bless you. We give your name to praise. Help us to walk and talk and look like Jesus day by day. In Jesus' name we pray, and we love you, Lord. Let your peace, your love, your kindness go with us, and let us experience your presence in such a special way as we become more and more aware that you're always with us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. That we bless the Lord and thank God for all of you. And sorry about that. My daughter probably just called and had some problems with her vehicle, and binding forces of the enemy has already started trying to make some hardship about. So we cancel that assignment. I'll call her back in just a moment. In the name of Jesus, we speak that. And we pray for Prophet Lena Nisa yesterday. She just got a call and whatever, and her niece was at the doctor's office, her and her husband went to the doctor's office and got a call while they're at the doctor's office. house completely burned down. They had even added new stuff to the, I mean, a new portion, part to the house and everything. But to God be the glory, praying for their encouragement, praying for God bless, favor, and they lost everything. So by the time they called them and they got there, it was over. But we just pray for them and pray for encouragement. Pray the Lord just continue to bless there in the name of Jesus. Thank God for all that he's done. Again, I praise God tonight for the prayers. Pray you continue to pray for Pastor Sweetie. When I talked to her, you know, she had an operation just a couple of weeks ago with her wrist and hand, and the pain in it is still excruciating. So as I often say, just because we're in the world, we go through some of the things like the world, don't mean we have to go through everything that they go through. So we believe in God supernaturally. He allowed the doctors to do what they needed to do, but in the meantime, supernaturally, he'll touch your arms. So we pray in the name of Jesus that God bless by his stripes. We were already healed, but whatever she's already gone through, we curse and cancel the assignment of the enemy. Keep agitating, because this prophecy set apart in the world for to do a great work, and it will not be distracted and will not cause her to be in agony and pain day and night. So, God, we come in agreement today that this pain going to cease, and whatever it is that enemy is attacking, will just cancel in Jesus' name and that family. We pray, God, that you bless Lena's niece, too, as well, that you comfort and encourage them. But like she told them, those are things that some things can be replaced and some can't, but still your lives can't. So we pray, God, that you would just bless them, continue to give them favor there. And we thank you for the prayer warriors and bless each and every one of them. And all through glory out the sacrifice is on the line. Even they have things going on in the background that you minister, you move, and you increase, and you will fulfill your promise in our lives. And we give you all glory and praise. Sign up for satanic and demonic force that will come against us throughout the day, the night, or throughout the week or the month of the year. That things that you said you're perfecting us, we're standing on it, and we're glorifying you for the increase and the overflow and abundance of your word and also those spiritual and natural things. We love you tonight, and we give you all the glory and praise. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Be blessed of the Lord, ladies of God, women of God, and Lord, I pray God's blessings upon you. Those that can, we're looking for you to come on and support for us the kingdom of God and be able to pray and intercede on those that God has given an assignment to us. In Jesus' name, shalom, shalom.
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 Praise the Lord. Good night, good night. We love you. Thank you.
Good night.
Shalom.
Shalom.